Welcome back to the Soda Pop Podcast. This is episode 4, season 2. And today we have the Associate Professor of Sociology, Dr. Andrea Hunt, with us.
Yes, welcome, hi. Welcome. Thank you.
So, like we said, you're the Associate Professor of Sociology. So, I kind of want to know, what got you interested in sociology? Is it something you've always been interested in?
No, it wasn't. I was originally a sports medicine major in college because I was an athletic trainer in high school, and that's what I thought I wanted to do when I went to college. And I had a difficult time passing some of those science courses, and so I quickly realized that that was not going to be the field for me. And I just was really just taking classes and didn't really have any real direction. And it wasn't until my junior year when I took a juvenile delinquency course that I just was really excited and motivated about the course material. And it also helped me understand a little bit about why my friends and I did the things that we did when we were younger. And so it had so much applicability to it. And so I was just hooked from then on. And I went to graduate school at the University of South Alabama for my master's degree. And while I was there, I had an opportunity to work on a grant-funded project where we were evaluating juvenile aftercare programs. So once juveniles got released from juvenile detention, that I would go in their home and collect data from them. And so having that opportunity to do research out in the real world just hooked me from then on.
And so, like, what kind of classes do you teach here at UNA? Like, what are, like, the kind of the titles?
Okay, so I have basically taught most of our curriculum in sociology because we've had some changes over in faculty. But now I teach a pretty standard set of courses. I always teach Introduction to Sociology, which is SO221. So I always recommend people take that as their social science elective. I also teach Cultural Diversity and Inequality, which is really an intersectionality class. I teach a class on diverse families, and so for those folks that are going to go out in the community and work with families, it's vitally important to understand what families look like today and the things that they experience. And then in the spring, every spring, I teach the sociology of hip-hop culture, which mm-hmm. is probably one of the classes that I enjoy the most.
Mm-hmm. And I've sat in one of the classes, yeah. And it was really fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So, also on top of that, you actually, about a year ago, joined the Rescue Me Project, and you were a youth life skills and leadership program facilitator. So how was that for you?
Oh my gosh, it's so amazing. So the Rescue Me Project was founded by Dwayne Malone, and we have a group of folks that are on that leadership team that do amazing work in the community. And so some of the areas that we focus on, we go into juvenile detention centers. So I was mm-hmm. just out Wednesday in Tuscumbia working mm-hmm. with some youth out there on dealing with frustration and how do we do that in a positive, healthy way. We do school assemblies. So yesterday was out at Sheffield High School on the stage doing a school assembly with some amazing folks from that team. We also have a mentoring program that is at their facility in Muscle Shoals, and so that meets on Tuesday and Thursday evenings. And then they do some outreach in Nashville at a juvenile detention center, and we also do outreach at the Dream Center, which is in Russellville, and that is a program for adults that are in recovery. And so I've had the opportunity to go out and work with those folks on several occasions, and it is amazing to see the work that they're doing out there at the Dream Center. And so the Rescue Me Project has opportunities for a lot of people to get involved in a variety of different ways, and there's something for everybody to get plugged into.
And how do you contact them? Just through their website?
Yeah, so they have a website, and they're also on social media. People can also contact me at ahunt3@una.edu, and I can get them hooked up with Dwayne. We have had a table at the Lions Lend a Hand that was just recently before school started. And so several UNA students have got plugged in with Dwayne and the rest of the team. We also have a training on September 21st. Yeah, mm-hmm. September 21st to let people know about the different areas that they can volunteer with. And, you know, Dwayne and the whole team is so understanding of all the other things that people have going on mm-hmm. in their life. And that's so refreshing, you know, when you mm-hmm. want to volunteer someplace and you maybe only have a little bit of time to give, and there's mm-hmm. something for everybody to do, even if it's just an hour a week. Mm-hmm.
So another thing that you're part of, you were part of the founding of the Mitchell West Center for Social Inclusion.
Yeah.
And that's like I said, it's a relatively new thing here at the university. So what kind of was the process in going through opening, you know, the Center for Social Inclusion, and kind of how do you feel now that it's been opened, and what do you see for the future in the center?
Oh my gosh, it's been so amazing. So our center is funded through donations. So Clark West and Elliot Mitchell donated money for the development of the center. And we've also had several other people that have donated. So we have not officially opened, although we're open. We don't have any furniture in there right now. So don't come by yet. Wait till we do our grand opening. But we have launched all kinds of programming on campus, and we have a very strong social media presence, thanks mm-hmm. to my assistant, Allison Bergner. And if you follow us, she will comment on your posts, and she will really engage with you. But we are partnering with so many people across campus, and there is such an excitement right now on campus. Students are attending events. You know, it's just really, really refreshing to see. And so we are working with SODA. We've worked with Disability Support Services, the Women's Center, our Office of Diversity and Institutional Equity. We're working with student groups and faculty, and really just trying to find those areas where we need to put a little more emphasis on, and making sure that students have opportunities to thrive while they're here. Mm-hmm. We want every student, when they come on campus, to feel like this is their home. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you feel that, when you walk on campus and you feel that, wow, this is the place that I'm supposed to be, we want every student to feel that, and want them all to have opportunities to be successful and to thrive mm-hmm. while they're here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's always good, because sometimes it can be a little scary depending on where you come from. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, that when we think about what does that mean to focus on inclusion and to be included, and we really take a broad approach to that we really want every student to feel that they are included on campus and they have a place here on campus. Mm-hmm. And so we're working again with all of these partners across campus to do a lot of dynamic programming and training for faculty and staff, training for students, and really just trying to fill those gaps in areas where we need a little bit more programming or resources at. Mm-hmm. And so we are in the process of trying to get it furnished so that we can have a grand opening. And then once we do, we'll have a grand opening event. But we are located in Rice Hall on the same floor of the new Student Counseling Center. And so that is in the same building as our Housing and Residence Life main offices.
Mm-hmm. That's the first floor of Rice, by the way.
Yep.
And like, not only are you, you know, speaking at the I2E2 conference that we do at School of the Arts, that's kind of like hosted by us, you, like, this fall, it's on September 20th?
Yeah.
September 20th. The MW Social Inclusion mm-hmm. Center, it's actually partnering with Ed Mabry, who's the keynote speaker. So can you tell us a little bit about how you believe I2E2 can benefit those who choose to attend?
Yeah, I mean, so the whole day is really focused on access and equity in the arts. And so the arts have just always been a place for people to be able to express themselves and explore those areas of diversity and inclusion. And so we want to continue that and expand the way that we're thinking about the arts. So I'm doing a presentation on hip-hop pedagogy and how you can use hip-hop in rural and urban classrooms, K through college. And so how do we integrate in some of the arts, and some of the arts that have been seen as more popular culture, or at times have been really marginalized culture. And now how can we influence or integrate that into what we're doing in the educational system? And so there's a lot of exciting presentations going on that day, which are really just pushing us to think a little bit more inclusive about art education and how can art be really the catalyst for social change? Mm-hmm. And art has done that historically. And so we're able to continue that conversation through the events that day and then the Ed Mabry event, which I am so excited about and so looking forward to because he retweeted something from the center. So I am really excited to meet him. But spoken word has such a powerful impact mm-hmm. on people. It moves us. Mm-hmm. We are able to feel those words just down into mm-hmm. our soul. And so having that opportunity to experience, art in motion, that poetry, is just one of those opportunities that we don't have enough of here. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really excited to have somebody like him come and share his stories and experiences through spoken word. Mm-hmm.
I think this conference is going to be big. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be real big.
I think so too.
It's definitely, it hints on a lot of stuff that is kind of behind the scenes that nobody really thinks about that kind of needs to be out in the open. And I think it's a good idea that we've decided to go and put on this conference. It's a little bit later than we wanted to put it on, but it's still coming and it's going to be great for sure.
And so for those that aren't, don't know much about it, definitely come and check it out. I believe for students it's, how much is it, like 10?
I think so, that students get 10. Discounted yes. tickets for that. And I would really encourage folks to do this. I mean, Ed Mabry mm-hmm. Is a 3-time national individual world mm-hmm. poetry slam champion. And so for us to have somebody here of that caliber, to have an opportunity, to have an experience that we don't often have here is really important. And so if you are a veteran to spoken word mm-hmm. and you participate in spoken word, you don't want to miss this. Or if you are new to spoken word and you're not as familiar with what he does, come and check it out. You can see videos of him online, and his work is just so moving and so powerful.
And when are you speaking as well?
In the afternoon on Friday. I will have to check the schedule. So I think it's around 2:00, and so I'm hoping that there'll be some local educators there, other folks that are working in community-based education, because we talk about using hip-hop in educational settings. It doesn't have to be just in kind of traditional educational mm-hmm. settings. When you do a lot of work with youth in the community, you use the things that they're into, and mm-hmm. hip-hop is a part of youth culture, and so mm-hmm. it's a way to get them to buy into what you're doing. But it's also ways to explore really, really important, relevant ideas and themes right now around mental health and a sense of self and just social issues that young people are experiencing out in the world, but doing it through that lens of the art.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And for those of you who aren't students, you can buy tickets as well. They're $35 for a conference ticket. And then you could also buy tickets for the reception and the performance as well. Those are $20 each. But for sure, go check it out, for sure, because it's going to be great.
For sure.
For sure. For sure. Yes. And we also did a more in-depth episode with Dr. Brown in our last season. So if you want to learn a little bit more about what he sees this conference doing, then go check it out for sure, because mm-hmm. He's passionate about it. So.
Yeah. And I think that's always good, is for this conference to have just a lot of people that want to be involved that are like really, really dedicated to making this conference a really, really great one. And so we do thank you for being in it as
well.
You. And also being on the podcast to, kind of tell us a little bit more about yourself, but also to promote this amazing conference that we're going to have coming up in, when this comes out, it'll be on that Friday.
Yeah.
So, at this point, if you haven't gotten tickets, you need to get tickets, most definitely, so that you can go and check it out, because it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. It'll be worth it, I promise.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for listening or watching on YouTube. Make sure you check us out on social media. It's UNA Soda Pop.
Yes.
Except for YouTube, we're on the UNA School of the Arts YouTube. Check out the Mitchell West Center for Social Inclusion?
Yes.
MWs.
No, it's just at Social Include, okay. At UNA Social Inclusion. Now I can't remember. I don't have my phone here with me. But we are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and we post a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's not just stuff that we're doing, but it's events all over campus. And just really trying to tell that story of the university. We do have a new blog here at the university through our communications and marketing, and those blog posts are focusing on the work that people all across this campus are doing in the areas of diversity and inclusion. And so check out those blogs. We have two that are already up, and then we'll have new entries every month.
And how can you access that
blog? So if you just go onto the communications and marketing, it's on there. But if you also are following us on social media, we're posting constant reminders and updates about content and events. And so there's links for the blog on there as well.
So yeah, go check out their all of their social medias and the blogs as well, and make sure you guys all come to I2E2. Get your tickets and come. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be great. Thank you again for listening.
Yes, and don't forget to also stay tuned to our Instagram so you can know about upcoming podcasts. Mm-hmm. And listen to podcasts if you've missed any. Go back and listen to them just because you want to. And we really, 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 really appreciate all of y'all's support. So thank you so much. And thank you, Dr.
Thank
Hunt.
You so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll see you guys next week.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts, produced by Mark Gallegos and Lainey Green. Special thanks to Monica Collier and the SOTA staff.